I'm Kim Gocher, the marketing director with Callaway's Nursery. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Kim, very, very much. Good morning, everybody. We are so glad to have you tuned to WBAP this morning. We'll be here for the next 2 hours to talk about the plants at your place. This first hour entirely sponsored by Callaway's, as Kim just said. My thanks to Callaway's. Boy, they have a huge sale going on today through today. And so go to Callaway's.com, find out about it, and get into Callaway's and tell them, hey, thanks for sponsoring Neil's first hour of his program on Sunday mornings. We are here to talk about the plants at your place, and I would implore you to get to your telephone. I know it's dark outside. I know you're probably sound asleep and just coming to and hearing this message. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. That's the number to call. And the first voice you'll hear will be Robert Borowski. And he will be very courteous to you, and he will say, it's Neil Sperry's program. How can Neil help you? And you'll say, I'd like to talk to Neil about such and such. And he'll say, that sounds perfect, and get you screened and put you on the air. There's not a bit of what I just said other than his name that will happen exactly that way, but you get the gist of it. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Voice is not back to 100% yet, but better than it was last week. So we're going to have some fun today as we talk about the plants at your place and also the plants at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. That would start out with Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
So maybe we're finally looking towards springtime.
Well, you would think. We have certainly seen some signs this week that indicate that. I would say that we are bouncing back from the last blast of winter.
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope it's the last blast. I know you're bouncing back. I just hope it is. Some things made it, some things didn't. What looks good?
Well, the things that look good, for example, the ryegrass behind the garden center, it's greener than it ever was. It's absolutely beautiful. We have a beautiful lawn there, and we also have ryegrass on the horseshoe lawn. Many people enjoy going to these lawns just to put a blanket down or walk across. They're gorgeous.
Take some photos. It makes a beautiful backdrop.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
The ice follies daffodils are doing well. We have these planted on the slope behind the floral clock at the main entrance. They're making quite a spring statement now. And then the violas took the snow and ice the best, better than any other winter annual. And we have these in the courtyard behind the garden center. They look great.
I saw some yesterday in a landscape in North Dallas, and they had fared very, very well, really pretty. They have to have perfect drainage and good sun, but you give them a little bit of help that way, then they can handle the cold. Going back to the ryegrass, there is at least one city, and I think there might be a couple of others, who have said you cannot plant ryegrass. And when somebody shows up with ryegrass in the springtime in their lawn, they are fined and told to get it out of there right away, which, of course, is not really very practical because you're going to kill your lawn grass. And for the last several years, I have made a point of planting ryegrass on a hillside across the creek from our home out in the country because we don't like to look at it brown all winter out of our sunroom windows. I water it the day I plant it, which is one of our legal watering days, and I may water it one other time, but the big contention is ryegrass waste water. And I'm sorry, but a couple of 20-minute waterings is not much water, and I understand if a million people did that. I get all that, but to condemn the grass because it uses too much, it doesn't have to. I'm willing to plant it and take my chances. And if you do that and you say, well, if it is a really dry winter, I won't have a lot of ryegrass, it'll still be there, especially as you get some spring rains, it'll green up.
Yes.
Ryegrass offers such a nice look in the wintertime. And if you go to the Botanic Garden, you will see what Steve is talking about. You don't have to overwater ryegrass. It exists quite well in what you would normally give your permanent lawn grass. I am sorry to use your moments before you try to go to church, your time on the air with my platform there, but I feel so much better now, Steve.
Well, and you know what? I enjoy looking out on that green lawn, too. Everybody likes some green out there. And we have a beautiful piece of sculpture out there, and that green lawn just sets off the sculpture, and it really draws you out into the landscape. It is something pretty to look at. So.
I think it says something to our community about the fact that you care, that those of us who use ryegrass, nobody can see where I have mine, but but that we care about how our towns look. I think that's a good thing. Let's talk about things that didn't do as well. So maybe some people will say, well, no wonder if Steve can't get it through, I didn't either. I don't feel so bad. What had trouble?
Well, the saucer magnolias, all the flowers were zapped, so we will have no blooms on them this spring.
Not the first time that's happened, is it?
No, it often happens. They're very susceptible to late freezes.
They bloom too early.
The Swiss chard took a beating and will be replaced. Our snapdragons fared okay. They took somewhat of a beating, but will pull through, I think, especially as we fertilize them. The pansies will pull through as well, so we're okay.
You know what? Your Japanese garden we talk about frequently, and I'll bet the changes from March 15 to March 22 when we talk next week, I'll bet those changes are monumental down in that garden.
Exactly. Well, first of all, I encourage people to go through the winter because you see lots of textures and hues of green. It's gorgeous during the winter. Mm-hmm. It does good for your spirit because you see all this beautiful green material out there. Spring, however, though, is a gorgeous season, and I say that within the next couple of weeks, things will be bursting into bloom, adding to the beauty of that garden in the spring.
You have some other major projects going on in the garden. Scared to preview those, or are you going to wait?
Well, I'll say something about the rose garden, and I'll tell you more later, but that's one project that has been underway. And then, of course, we have a major project underway at the south end of the garden, and that is the renovation of the Rock Springs Woods. So I'll have more to say about that in the future.
That's exciting. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
It's about 2 miles west of downtown on I-30, folks. You'll see it. Just look for the big trees and look for the bees and butterflies heading toward those ice follies and everything else in bloom. All right, how do they find you online?
That is fwbg.org.
All right, 24-hour information number.
That is 817-392-5510.
That's perfect. Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist there. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Okay, talk to you next Sunday. That report is sponsored by a brand new advertiser here on my program. That's Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A. Wouldn't it be great to have planting insurance? You can with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. And Biotone Starter Plus is the ultimate starter plant food originally designed for professionals. You can use it for everything you plant. It works like three products in one. It guarantees your success even in poorer soils. All you do is mix it in with the soil. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microorganisms, and mycorrhizal fungus, as I prefer to say. The result is that plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables become more abundant. Now, the Espoma company has been around a long, long time. Once your plants are off to a great start, maintain them with Tones, a full line of organic plant foods including Holly Tone, Plant Tone, and Tomato Tone. There's a tone that's right for almost every kind of tree, shrub, flower, or vegetable in your garden. They're available in small and large bags. And best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at North Haven Gardens, Nicholson Hardy Nursery, both in Dallas, and other fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma. E-S-P-O-M-A, Espoma.com, for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is being presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm John Ridings at Callaway's in South Lake, and now back to Neil.
Great voice, great delivery. Thank you so much, John. We are ready to go to our phone lines. Now, if you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now if you won't, if you will. We'll have ample time to take all your plant questions, 800-288-9227. Pat in Grand Prairie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I have about 12 very large Nellie R. Stevens hollies, and two of them in particular are having this problem. We have one of them, it's like a 12-foot tree form, and a lot of the leaves are falling off, but one of them is like half bare, and it started early in the winter, and the tree form, it's like if you look at it, it's like in sections. It's like everything is perfect, and you take one little section, and it looks like somebody, you know, took their hand and just pulled all the leaves off. And if you actually shake it, a lot of the leaves are falling off.
Pat, I have probably 100 Nellie R. Stevens hollies around in our rural landscape. And I've had them for all of the time that we have lived in that area, on that ground, 38 years. And I've seen a lot of different things happen to the plants. There has never been a major insect or disease problem that has bothered my Nelly R. Stevens hollies. I have occasionally seen caterpillars take leaves off one side of some of the plants or grasshoppers. It's not a very common occurrence, and they offer to come right back the next spring or even later that same season. So I think you can tell in that little segment that is not doesn't have leaves, you can tell pretty well whether it's going to come back or not by bending the twigs. If they're brittle, then it's been lost, and if they're supple, then it'll be putting out new leaves. All Nelly R. Stevens hollies are turning yellow right now and dropping their leaves. So are live oaks. Mine at my home, because we're a little north of DFW, northeast, been a little bit cooler. Mine are about a week behind on that schedule, but it will happen very shortly. We were most of yesterday afternoon and evening in the Dallas area, in Dallas, and we saw, I pointed out to Lynn, how many of the evergreen plants are dropping their leaves. Now, that's normal. This is their change time.
Okay, it's just that it started so early, and the way it's, and I actually cut a little branch off, and the tissue looks like it's alive. It doesn't look like it's dead.
Well, just sit tight. It could have been that side got a little bit too dry, or had a caterpillar, or had grasshoppers. Just sit tight.
Okay, because the other one is like sporadic through the whole thing. It's not like one whole side or anything. It's just.
I can't give you any more. There just isn't much that bothers Nelly R. Stevens holly.
Okay.
If you let a plant out of 12 get a little bit dry, if you let a person out of 12 get a little bit dry, problems can crop up. And best you can do is to remedy what might have been the problem, make sure it isn't a problem in the future. Maybe if I saw it, I'd see something different, but I don't hear anything in what you're describing that would give me very much concern.
Okay.
Atta girl. Thanks for the call. All right. Folks need some calls. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now if you will. It's a dark, quiet Sunday morning. 1 week after the time change, it was still very dark as we went on the air last week, and as I recall, and not a whole lot brighter right now. So call now, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my book. I'm so happy with my book, and the people are giving me such nice comments back on it, so apparently it's a success. I'd like to get one in your hands if you don't have one, and we have plenty of them. I signed a batch on Friday afternoon at my office. They are being boxed this morning. The office is open right now to take your phone call if you'd like to order a book. You'll get a signed copy, and it'll go into the mail tomorrow. As simple as that. You just need to call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. This is not my old book from 1991, The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's being published by somebody else somewhere up in the Northeast. They bought the contract. And because that one turned out kind of strange in how I've been dealt with, and all of the other authors that were sold at the same time, most of us have gone other ways to do our additional books, and you'll find a lot of authors are self-publishing. That's what I've done. My new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's available from my website at neilsperry.com. You can read more about it there. It's available from my office by calling the number I gave a moment ago and that I'll repeat. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is only $28.95. And if you call today before 10:30, you'll be getting a signed copy of the first printing. First edition, first printing. And we only have a few left. And so we're probably 90% of the way through the first press run. And when they're gone, they're gone. You can't print again and call it first printing. So I would suggest that you call today if you'd like to get a signed first printing, first edition. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2 is When to Do Everything, all the information I used to put in my annual gardening calendar. And then Chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. This is not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening at all. Not at all. It's a totally different layout, totally different book, 24 years younger. Satisfaction guaranteed. It's only $28.95. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com, or call right now, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Those fine folks at the family-run business called Wortham Brothers Roofing Company have been in business for 28 years. The average roofing company goes out of business within 2 or 3 years. Some of them just kind of come through town after storms, and then they're gone, and you don't even know if they are in business. They take your money, and they're out of town. Well, these are leaders in their industry. Wortham Brothers, W-O-R-T-H-A-M. Texas certainly knows its share of spring storms. Had a bad one about 50 weeks ago, 5-0. That means some of the insurance claims are about to run out, and you need to contact Wortham Brothers to see if you need to, and let them do a free inspection on your roof, see if you need to file a claim before the claim opportunity is gone from you. The phone number for Wortham Brothers to have your roof inspected or to talk to them about installing a new roof, whatever your need might be, 972-562-5788. They use the highest quality of roofing materials. They have very well-trained employees and great workmanship, materials, and service, again, for almost 30 years. So call Wortham Brothers at 972-562-5788 or go to wbroofing.com for a complete listing of all of their roofing services. They'll meet their goal with every homeowner. It's backed with a 10-year labor warranty. Wortham Brothers Roofing. A good roof is not a matter of chance, but it's a matter of choice. Your choice. Choose Wortham Brothers, wbroofing.com, 972-562-5788.
Water restrictions are not going away, and drip irrigation works well with restrictions that are in place. Norway Irrigation can install a drip system that lets you control when you water. They are experts at studying the relevant factors in your landscape, and they can design the most efficient system for your needs. Drip systems minimize water evaporation, fertilizer and nutrient loss, soil erosion, and weed growth too. Don't be tied down by water restrictions. Take control when you water. Call Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, or Norway Irrigation.
I think about my advertisers. You just heard Wortham Brothers in business 28 years, Bill Jensen, Norway Irrigation, 32 or 3, Arborological Services since 1981. I have one of my sponsors, Dallas Plumbing, 1903. And these are companies with legacy standings right now. I'm going to tell you about Arborological Services. This is not legacy. This is just record setting. These people lead their industry. They say, hey, come on, guys. Come on, ladies. We're over here. And they're so supportive of their industry, but they have done so by showing the way. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists. You know, when they started this company, they called it Arborological Services. You know how many people could say the name of the company when this company opened in 1981? Just the people who opened this company in 1981. I could say it. I grew up as the son of the founder of the Range and Forestry Department at A&M. Co-founder. I understand arborological. Most people didn't. Now it's a household word thanks to these people. You see their crews out there doing all kinds of heroic things. They do every level of tree service work. Now, if you have had trees damaged by this winter's ice, if you've had trees damaged by the last 4 or 5 years of on and off drought, you need to call the leaders in their industry, Arborological Services. It's one simple number. They're local, totally local, but they put an 800 number in there for you. 866-552-7267. That's 866-552-7267. Arborological.com. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. And their website is Arborological.com. Arborological Services.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Wendy Vanderbeck with Callaway's in Hearst. And now, back to Neil.
Cheerful voice. She's a nice friend. I like Wendy. Thank you. Let's go to Virginia in Fort Worth. This is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning. My problem was with pansies.
Okay.
There, I don't see anything moving, but there's a sticky residue, so it must be an insect somewhere.
Right.
So.
Probably at this time of year, it's probably going to be aphids either on the pansies or on something that is above the pansies. Yeah, are there any trees overhead?
No, they're sitting in pots on a porch.
Okay. You probably have now or have recently had aphids. Aphids are little pinhead-sized insects, so it's easy to miss them. They'll always be pear-shaped. The ones that get on pansies are usually green. They come in a variety of colors, kind of like buying neckties or scarves or something. But you can wash them off in most cases just with water. There are plenty of organic and inorganic insecticides that will eliminate them. That's the honeydew residue that they give off. There are other insects that give off honeydew residue, but most of those are not active at this time of year.
So just wash it off then and they'll be okay?
No. I would wash it off. If you see the honeydew coming back again, then I probably would use an insecticide the second time.
Okay, just any insecticide.
Check to see if it says it will control aphids. Most of them will. You bet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Virginia.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Raul in Fort Worth. Raul, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
My question is, this is the first year I've started most of my vegetables from seed, and I'm concerned about my soil that I might burn them. I've got fresh manure, and I've also got... I got 3 yards of black, rich topsoil, and I want good, thick, fluffy beds for my seedlings. I'm just concerned now that I've got maybe too much in there.
All right, the black, fluffy stuff probably won't be a problem. What amount of fresh manure did you put out? How thick? How deep?
Oh, I actually haven't put it in there. I got 2 yards on my trailer that I was going to fill in.
All right, and when you say fresh, without getting overly graphic, what kind of manure is it?
Horse,
and how fresh is it?
Oh, it's not that fresh. I mean, it's been set aside, and people just been. When a coworker of mine got it, and she was like, she just.
Let me put it in different terms, rather graphic terms. When was it last in the horse?
Oh, probably. I don't know.
If it's less than a year outside the horse, then it probably is fresh. And I'll give you my own experience in Ohio when I transferred from, I grew up in College Station. I had never had a great big garden to get up there, and I see these beautiful big gardens. And so when Lynn and I were first married, I said, I have access to this half acre behind our mobile home. We were both teaching and just married, and I'm going to put in a garden. Well, the landlord who had the property also had a horse barn, and I cleaned out that year-old manure, put it over my half acre, and I have never seen such horrific nitrogen shortage. The problem with putting fresh manure in, even if it's fairly decomposed, is that as it decays, it ties up the nitrogen and your plants don't grow the way you want them to.
Oh, okay.
And then you say, man, I better put some nitrogen out there. Those things are yellow. They're just stunted. And you put nitrogen and the plants may green up a little bit, but usually what happens is then the bacteria say, hey, thank you. And they utilize the nitrogen even more. And then suddenly they finish decaying all the organic matter and they are through and they die. The bacteria die and they release all that nitrogen back to your soil, and suddenly you get this big, gigantic burst of growth in the plants. It's awful. So I would put very little of that in. I'd put it aside and compost it for this year. What I do when I prepare a new garden plot is I'll put 2 or 3 inches of sphagnum peat moss, the brown baled peat moss. I'll put an inch of pine bark mulch, an inch of compost, which I'm going to equate to the black fluffy stuff that you had, and I'll put an inch of well-rotted manure that has probably been heat-treated. In many cases, it'd be bag manure that you buy at a garden center. So I'll put those 4 or 5 or 6 inches of organic matter, and if I'm fixing a clay soil up, which I have, and you probably do too, then I'll also include 1 inch of expanded shale. That's almost a ceramic material, a clay material that is heated until it pops, and it will really help in keeping soil opened up. But all of that, and the garden is worth doing that too. That way, then when you come back before the next crop, you add half that much organic matter. You don't have to add more expanded shale, but you keep replenishing it time after time. And at some point in a year, you can work that well-decayed horse manure in. But I think you're probably too soon on it now.
Well, I'm glad I called because I was about to fill it all in.
I am glad you called,
too. I appreciate it, then.
Thank you, Raul. Good luck with the garden. Thanks so much. All right, that opens the line, folks. And if you call now, we'll get you on in the next segment. If you're one of the next couple of callers, we have Mike near Waco coming up with a question that many people ask about avocados, and I'll have that answer. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. But you need to call right now. Dallas Plumbing Company, love these people. This is the company I told you about earlier. Company that's been in business since 1903. I've never done business with a company where I can go in and talk to the current owners and know that the company's been there since 1903, and have those owners be in the same family that founded the company, the Downs family. Nice people. Nicest people. Dallas Plumbing Company, providing plumbing and heating, air conditioning services to Dallas area homes and businesses. They began with plumbing only in 1903, added air conditioning in about 60 years ago. They feature, of course, Carrier. And right now they offer a heating special for your home or business on a new gas or electric high-efficiency Carrier furnace, including parts and labor. They'll give you a free estimate and 20% off a new Carrier furnace of your choice. The offer is good for a limited time. Hurry, get savings, and take advantage of it, and be ready for any cool weather yet ahead and for next winter as well. Offer is good if you call 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. And whether you're trying to keep cool in the summer or warm in the winter, you need their 15-point heating checkup from Dallas Plumbing Company. It's just $145 for two checkups per year for one heating and air conditioning system in your home or business, and then additional systems in your home or business, $95 each additional units. If you're planning to update, go to the kitchen and the bath fixture and faucet showroom. It's at their headquarters, 11,055 Plano Road. It's open Monday through Friday, normal business hours, and Saturday mornings. That's 11,055 Plano Road, about a mile north of LBJ, outside LBJ. If you need to call to schedule any kind of repairs, or if you just want to take advantage of one of those specials, the number is 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300, Dallas Plumbing Company, dallasplumbing.com.
License is TACLA 38830C and M163.
Are you tired of having ants invading the inside of your home? Are you seeing them outside the house, crawling up your walks and walls and all over your patio and patio furniture? Do you have big black ants? They could be carpenter ants, and they love to chew on your wood patio set and the swings or your wooden shed or the soffit or whatever. They can do great damage. But the answer, this is what you really need to remember, is Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide's Revenge Ant Control Products. Bonide Revenge Ant Control Products. Revenge is a full line of indoor-outdoor liquid and granular ant baits and bait stations. The worker ants take the bait back to the colony, and the entire colony, including the queen, is eliminated. So make sure you get Revenge Ant Control Products. Get rid of those ants once and for all. Don't settle for any other brand when you want revenge. Bonide products are family-made in America. They're available at these fine stores. Feeder Supply, all Dallas locations. Northeast Texas Co-op in Greenville. Mineral Wells Ace Hardware in Mineral Wells. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, Bonide Revenge, Ant Killer Baits. Time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. And sitting by, I'll bet you, not standing, it's our buddy Major Logan. Major, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil. That's right. Sitting down, WBAP News Time, 8:35. A couple of Texans in national campaign-looking mode this weekend. We'll have details coming up after traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Working to clear an accident. Eastbound I-635 at Greenville Avenue in North Dallas. The right lane remains blocked while cleanup continues. Traffic sluggish in Lake Dallas. I-35E frontage road on the southbound side between Swisher Road and North Denton Drive. Also a slowdown in Frisco, northbound Dallas North Tollway between the Toll Plaza and El Dorado Parkway, and roadwork delays till 10 this morning. I-35W southbound at North Loop 820 over to I-30. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast, a few showers early possible today, and then it's going to be turning a little bit more sunny. High should be around 66 today. Mostly cloudy skies, patchy drizzle and fog overnight into early morning. Overnight low 53, then mostly to partly sunny and mild tomorrow. High 74. Right now, 57 degrees in McKinney. Wisconsin's Governor Scott Walker says his children plan to skip college next fall to campaign for their dad. Walker and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush have made weekend swings through New Hampshire with all the hallmarks of a White House bid. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry and Senator Ted Cruz were also among the presidential hopefuls in New Hampshire this weekend. The White House has written its own letter about Iran, addressed to a prominent Senate Republican. It contains a fresh warning to Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker to stay out of negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program. Iran's Foreign Minister and Secretary of State John Kerry are about to resume talks today. Firefighters were called around 4:30 Saturday afternoon to the Adego Palms Apartments in Dallas. A blaze was discovered in the bedroom of a second-floor apartment. The fire was limited to one unit, but due to the fire and smoke damage, 24 residents are currently without a home. Authorities are investigating the cause of that blaze. Again, mostly cloudy to partly sunny skies today. High 65, 54 degrees now in Segoville. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. And it's time for the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is El Guapo, also known as the Handsome One. He's a 7-year-old, 11-pound white and brown Chihuahua mix. El Guapo has been at the SPCA for just a few weeks now. His family had to surrender him. I don't know what the terms were, but perhaps going to a nursing home or moving far out of state or overseas, things like that happen. He is a sweet boy. He knows how to dance for treats. He is learning loose leash walking skills. El Guapo is just as sweet as he is playful as well. Make a wonderful family pet. Be perfect for a family that's willing to give him lots of love. And, you know, our daughter picked up a little Chihuahua puppy that somebody had dumped out along the highway. And she is the sweetest little dog. She and Joseph and Sam and Aaron have really bonded. And so these little Chihuahuas are wonderful. El Guapo is 7 years old, but Chihuahuas live a long, long time. And he's a fun-loving, silly, sweet boy. He would love everybody that comes around. Head on over to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet El Guapo today. He is waiting. He's saying, and I think he speaks English, he's saying, I hope they'll come. I hope somebody wants to come and love me. That's at the Russell Perry Animal Care Center, and it's on Stacy Road. The specific address, most GPSs now have it, 8411 Stacy Road, beautiful new facility, about 8 or 9 years old, and so cheerful, so very cheerful. Just east of Custer on Stacy in Southwest McKinney. They're open 7 days a week from noon until 6, just like the Dallas shelter, also noon until 6, 7 days a week, at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. Now, you can see all of the animals the SPCA has up for adoption. They do wonderful things. Thank you, SPCA, and you can go to spca.org/findapet. From one adopted animal, that would be me, to all these other animals, hang in there. Help is coming. People are coming to adopt you today. The SPCA of Texas, Pet of the Week.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time, serenity.
Thank you, Lynn, very, very much. Proud of my wife and her service on the school board. Proud of Serenity High and the commitment that the kids have to hanging on to sobriety. Good job, all. Let me tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair right now. Foundation repairs don't just happen. Foundations don't grow back together. It's not like a broken bone that heals itself. You need to have some help come aboard. And the specialists for foundation repair are the folks at Advanced Foundation Repair. I've been advertising for them now for more than 20 years, and very proudly so. These are the people who do it right. They were the first ever to give you a lifetime guarantee on their work. They were the first to give you a free home inspection and tell you exactly what it would cost. And surprisingly, in almost all cases, their bids are much less than other companies' bids. They have pioneered many of the developments in the foundation repair industry, many of the techniques. They have patents on several. And like I said, they guarantee their work for the lifetime of the building is transferable from owner to owner to owner. They were first. So many times I can say they were first. They ought to be your first call. If you want to call somebody else, go for it. I think, though, you will see that Advanced Foundation Repair leads the pack, and they do it wonderfully. I'm proud to have them as advertisers. I am proud to have the work that they've done at my home and at my office. They are the best. That's 214-333-0003. Call for the free home inspection. Call now. If you had foundation problems last summer, you're going to have them again this summer and every summer, and they only get worse. Find out if you do have foundation problems. They'll be honest with you. And in many cases, they say, thanks for calling us, but you don't have a problem. 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. One more time, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Let the Texas Certified Nursing Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Tom O'Loughlin from the North Arlington store. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Tom. Do you know that Tom and more than 100 other Texas Certified Nursing Professionals work at Callaway's? More than 100. That's on average 5 or 6 per store. That's help. That is real professional help. And there was a comma between real and professional, as opposed to really professional. You can have it either way. Let's go to Mike near Waco. Mike, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How you doing, sir?
I'm super. I appreciate your call.
Thank you for taking my call. I recently, over the winter, I ate a lot of avocados, and I got thinking about it because I've pretty much been able to grow anything. So I planted some avocado pods inside my house. And now I have avocado trees in my house, about all of them around 2.5 to 3 feet tall. Mm-hmm. My question is, of course, living around the Waco area, I'm not really familiar, except I know I can pretty much grow anything. Can these avocado trees be grown in this area, or is the climate or whatever, would it be suitable for them?
They certainly will handle the heat, they'll handle the sun, they'll handle the moisture if you irrigate them. But the closest one you'll find growing outdoors anywhere in Texas might be the south side of Brownsville. They cannot handle any freezing weather.
Cannot handle any freezing weather.
That's correct. So they need to be left in pots so that you can bring them inside during the wintertime. And, Mike, what I always tell people is about 3 or 4 aspects of this. First of all, they are grafted. The avocado that you bought was produced on a tree that was grafted. It was a known variety. The seedling that you have, you don't know what you have. You have an avocado, but you don't know if it were in a frost-free area. You don't know if it'd be any good or not. And secondly, they're never going to produce fruit in a pot indoors. There just isn't. They can't get big enough. Avocado trees where they grow normally are 30 feet tall and 20 feet wide or whatever. They're big. I've been in the orchards by San Diego, and they're big trees. And that's not a practical thing to have in a house or even in a greenhouse. So I encourage people to enjoy them for the novelty of them. They make very pretty little houseplants. Pinch the growing tips out to make them branch and become shrubby. And then don't get attached to it when one gets lanky or ugly. You have others coming along. You just throw that one away and you move on. But don't grow them thinking you're ever going to get fruit from them.
Yeah, okay. Very good. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Gene in Mesquite. Gene, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, Dale.
Hi there.
I want to know what kind of sweet corn you recommend. I didn't see it in your book. I'm going to change out a raised bed that had the cantaloupes in it, 25 by 3. Just wondered what you'd recommend here in Mesquite, Texas.
25 by 3 feet?
Yes, sir.
Gene, I would not plant sweet corn in that bed. Okay. I'll answer your question, but I would not use this information. The reason I did not put a variety in there is that the varieties change every year, and it's just very hard to list varieties and have it be valid for anything more than that season. What you want is a fast maturing variety, probably one with the super sweet gene built into it. It'll say extra sugar content or super sweet breeding program or whatever, and you need it to mature in 70 to 80 days. Some of the really good northern varieties in the Midwest, like Silver Queen, are 90-day or 100-day corn varieties, and that puts you too far into the summer. The problem with having corn in some landscapes is that it's wind pollinated. You have to have a good breezy area, so you must not put it up against a fence. It doesn't do as well in a backyard where it's enclosed to keep the wind from getting in the cold months and so forth. And you need to have it in a big square or rectangle. And I'm talking about a rectangle that is almost square. Because if you have a long row of it, you're going to get a lot of ears that'll have 3 or 4 kernels on them. The pollen will blow away and won't pollinate the silks. So I would never, ever recommend planting corn in a 3-foot wide row and just have the one row.
Well, I'm glad I caught you because, a couple of these little videos showed it. I'm just going to plant okra again. I know that works.
Well, any other vegetable will work because there's not another vegetable we have that's wind pollinated. You can plant a bee pollinated thing. They don't care if the thing's in a row or a square or a rectangle or in a circle. But with corn, it's just critical, and so you must have a nice big block of corn.
All right, well, you saved me some heartache, then.
All right, have a good one.
See ya.
All right, we're going to take our last break for this hour, and we have Grumpy coming up on the other side. We're going to see if he is truly grumpy. So he is in Oklahoma, and he has a pre-emergent weed killer question. So, Grumpy, you stay right there. I think we can sweeten you up, man. I'm going to try my best. Let me tell you about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This is the book that I spent a year doing. A year ago today, I got in my truck and headed to San Antonio to begin the printing process of this brand-new book. And I was there for 2 weeks on all the press checks. 44 press checks every 4 to 5 hours. I'd get a call saying we'll be ready in 20 minutes, and I'd go across the freeway and look at another press check. I loved producing that book. When you self-publish something, I'm a guy. Hey, this is just not going to come across right to the ladies, but it's like giving birth. It's not like giving birth, but yeah, I've had that feeling because here's my baby. I was holding it at the end of all of that. I'm holding a copy of the book that I wrote, my editor edited, and our artist worked with us, and did the three of us had this baby, and it's a pretty baby. It has sold beyond my wildest dreams. We're going to have to do a second printing sometime in the next few weeks. If you would like to have a signed copy first printing, the way that you get it, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, it covers every aspect of outdoor gardening. Now you say, well, your Complete Guide to Texas Gardening does that. Yeah, I know. That's the one you find in stores if you go into stores, because my new book isn't in stores. Well, that book's 25 years old now, way out of date. It's got dust all over it. And this new one is a completely different layout. It has all new varieties, all new information. You'll be amazed at how different it is. Twice as many photographs, 840 of my photos, 344 pages, more than 25 multi-page charts. It has it all for you. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and it's only $28.95. The Cowboy Boot book is, I think, $39.95 if you go into the stores to get it. But my new book is available only from my office, only from my website. It is not on Amazon, not in stores. $28.95 plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy of the first printing if you call today before 10:30. Only $28.95 plus the tax and postage. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. 1-800-752-4769, or order anytime today at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the Mature Manure, Black Cow Composted Cow Manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
I mentioned earlier to you that Callaway's is having a big sale. Listen to this. This is the last day, by the way, of this big sale. Everything in the store, 30 to 50% off at Callaway's, all 17 stores. This is a sale you don't want to miss. I don't mean to get into their business affairs at all, but I'll bet they're just trying to make room for things that are already booked and coming in. They've had about 3 weeks, as all nurseries have, about 3 weeks of cloudy, icy, rainy, nasty weather. And they're probably getting a backlog, and you've got some beautiful plants at wonderful savings, and the other things as well. Oh, my goodness. All of your spring favorites, geraniums, azaleas, petunias, and more on sale today, last day. If you're thinking about planting a kitchen garden, this is your time. All Chef Jeff's vegetables are on sale. All soils, fertilizers, and foods are on sale. Fill your garden with spring beauty from Callaway's and plant with confidence, because Callaway's Nursery offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything you buy. When you're in the store, talk to one of their Texas certified nursery professionals. Remember, I told you, more than 100 of them at these 17 stores. There's one near you, one of the stores near you. Go to Callaway's.com for more information. And if you want to be updated to your inbox, I love getting their newsletter. You can sign up for the Callaway's Garden Club. Go to Callaway's.com and sign up for it. And every day almost, they have some kind of great special. You get special offers and great savings. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. Callaway's.com.
We at Callaway's are proud to offer the finest plants, products, and services. I'm Robin Roberts from the Plano Custer Road Store, Callaway's, and we're proud to be sponsoring this segment of the program. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Robin, very much. And as promised, we go to Oklahoma. We have Grumpy. Grumpy, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I know you've said it a million times before, but I just wondered, when is it too late for the pre-emergent for sandburrs?
Well, In Oklahoma, I think you're okay if you do it as soon as the grass is dry in the next few days, next 2 or 3 days. I don't think you'll have a problem. Normally, I tell people between the 5th and 15th of March, and we're on the 15th of March, so I guess I shouldn't be yakking too much about getting late, but I wouldn't wait much longer, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
What kind do I need to put out?
Need to get either Dimension or Halts. Halts is a product that's available in the national chain stores, and Dimension is a product that's available at independent retail garden centers.
Okay. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Grumpy. Have a good day. Appreciate
you
it.
Too.
Let's go to Bill in Benbrook. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Just a quick question. I have three large red for pear trees. They're probably 16 to 18 inches in diameter and probably 35 to 40 feet tall. Those things are up so fast. Just wondered if it's too late to have those things trimmed.
Why would you have them trimmed?
Because they are, the tree trimmer told me that when they get large like that, the wind could blow them over and damage your house and this
yes,
sort of
sir.
Thing.
That's exactly right. And they have a productive life expectancy in our landscapes, probably of about 10 or 12 years. Yours are older than that, so you are vulnerable at this point to limb breakage, major limb breakage. I would have, I don't know if the gentleman that you're talking about or the person you're talking about is such. If so, then you're fine. But I would have a certified arborist look at the trees and tree or whatever it is and determine whether there is any risk immediately. I see Bradford pears come down on cars, on houses, do a lot of damage. I had one that came down within my landscape, broke some shrubs, but nothing more.
Right.
But you need to be preemptive on it and let a certified arborist guide you. I'd say you're getting pretty close to when you're going to have to take them out.
One of the main reasons, I know it's getting close, is
I'm going to have to. You stay there. We'll put you on hold, and we'll be back. Folks, give us a call now. Open lines, and we'll be back after the news.